Chapter 7. Well, I will consult Lord Brackenshaw's head groom. He is my Fidus Achates in the horsey way.
Thanks, said Mrs. Davilow, much relieved.
Why, you are very kind.
That he always is, said Mrs. Gaskin.
And later that night, when she and her husband were in private, she said, I thought you were almost too indulgent about the horse for Gwendolyn. She ought not to claim so much more than your own daughter would think of. Especially before we see how Fanny manages on her income. And you really have enough to do without taking all this trouble on yourself. My dear Nancy, one must look at things from every point of view. This girl is really worth some expense. You don't often see her equal. She ought to make a first-rate marriage, and I should not be doing my duty if I spared my trouble in helping her forward. You know yourself as he has been under a disadvantage with such a father-in-law and a second family, keeping her always in the shade. I feel for the girl, and I should like your sister and her family now to have the benefit of your having married rather a better specimen of our kind than she did.
Rather better.
I should think so. However, it is for me to be grateful that you will take so much on your shoulders for the sake of my sister and her children. I am sure I would not grudge anything to poor Fanny. But there is one thing I have been thinking of, though you have never mentioned it.
What is that?
The boys. I hope they will not be falling in love with Gwendolyn.
Don't presuppose anything of the kind, my dear, and there will be no danger.
Rex will never be at home for long together, and Warham is going to India. It is the wiser plan to take it for granted that cousins will not fall in love. If you begin with precautions, the affair will come in spite of them. One must not undertake to act for Providence in these matters, which can no more be held under the hand than a brood of chickens. The boys will have nothing, and Gwendolyn will have nothing. They can't marry. At the worst there would only be a little crying, and you can't save boys and girls from that.
Mrs. Gaskin's mind was satisfied.
If anything did happen, there was the comfort of feeling that her husband would know what was to be done, and would have the energy to do it. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.